Members of the city council, their spouses, and other community leaders met for a private event at Angelini's Monday night. Owner John Mason had one opportunity to make everything perfect. The blackened chicken had to be cooked just right on the flat top surface. The hand-breaded eggplant slices could not be left in the fryer for too long. Mason says it was mission accomplished, but it was not the food being showcased, it was the benefits of outdoor dining.
That was very exciting for me because I do a lot of traveling. I've seen it in other cities where they have the al fresco dining. The ambiance was wonderful with the evening set and shade over the building tops over the outdoor setting.
Mason has been working with the city, Main Street Keokuk, and his fellow restaurant owners for more than a year and a half to bring outdoor dining to the community.
It's really going to create a buzz for the downtown feeling through Java River, myself at Angelini's. We've got the new housing development coming up. It's definitely going to show a different type of environment.
Mason set up three tables with four chairs each on the sidewalk. He feels he was able to show how the tables would not interfere with pedestrian traffic. And Mason saw firsthand the potential boost to business as people kept approaching him about eating outside while he was setting up the tables.
We had eight people that we turned down there Monday morning when we were closed that were wanting to stop in and eat, and they were people that were not regular customers just passing through.
The city council is expected to discuss the idea Thursday night. A proposal to allow alfresco dining has been under consideration for months as the city tries to balance it against regulations for sidewalk use and outdoor drinking. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.